Hello and a big warm welcome to you to the Aware Parenting Podcast. My name's Marion Rose, PhD, and this is the last episode in this little mini series where I take snippets from my latest best-selling book, I'm Here and I'm Listening, and share them with you along with some information about that snippet. And again, food is such a deep, deep topic, and I have a really long, in-depth chapter on food in I'm Here and I'm Listening. And if you do want to dive in deeper, I did talk a lot about this in the food series, which there may be even one or two more episodes after this before I dive into the second sleep series. So what I love to really connect in with in terms of aware parenting is one of our core aims being helping our child or children to stay deeply connected with or to return to the innate wisdom of their body, including in relation to food and specifically in this case. And also to be deeply compassionate with ourselves about how absolutely hard that can be, given that many of us, because we grew up in what I call the disconnected domination culture, have disconnected from our own innate body wisdom. And we don't live in the ways that our hunter-gatherer ancestors did. And so that can make the whole process a whole lot harder. And I think if we hold that in mind as one of the biggest contexts, that can be such a guiding force for the choices that we may make, the responses that we might offer, to really remember the more we can stay compassionate, put down what I call the emotional sticks, the guilt, the shame, the self-judgment, to refrain from judging our child wherever possible, and to keep connected, to be having conversations with them about food, to be asking them about what they like and don't like, to be asking them how they feel when they eat food and afterwards, and when they're hungry and what the sensations are, all of these kinds of ways, which is really coming back to that first aspect of aware parenting, which is attachment style parenting. So really the connection, the attunement, the listening, the valuing of their experience, I think is so life-changing when we can keep coming back to that over and over and over again. And to know that is so common and so understandable. If there are challenges, if we feel scared, if we want to use power over our child, all kinds of things can show up for us, which again is why it's so vital for us to get our own support, having multiple listening partners, getting support from an aware parenting instructor, all the ways that we can heal from our own childhood experiences around food and get freer from our own cultural conditioning around food, so we can increasingly come back to not only trusting our child and their innate body wisdom, but also trusting our own. And the more we can move away from the power over and the coercion and all of those things that are so common for children and were so common for many of us growing up, to that trust, that connection, that listening, that experimenting, that exploring, that actually the having fun with food. I find that's one of the most key elements, is if we can have more fun around food and make mealtimes more pleasurable, more connecting, more fun, which can include attachment play, we relax in our bodies, our children relax, and when they're relaxed, they're going to be way more connected with their bodies. Because of course, if they are feeling tense and agitated, they're going to be less able to feel the maps, the symptoms, the signs that their body's communicating. If they're using food to suppress feelings, they're going to be dissociating through eating, and it's going to be harder for them to actually feel into what their bodies are telling them. If they are having the sense of powerlessness and are just hurrying to eat something because they can in that moment, again, it's going to be harder for them to listen into what their bodies are telling them. So again, it really comes down to so much about attending to ourselves, attending to our own thoughts, our own needs, our own feelings. And the more then we can come in that connected, trusting, present way, that's such a gift for our child or children. So as I say, there's a really in-depth chapter on this and I'm Here and I'm Listening. If you haven't already listened to the series, there's lots and lots in this series and there might be one or two more episodes. And again, I'm sending you so much love. If food, eating is painful in your family right now, so much love to you. So much love to you. I really remember for myself, particularly in the first few years after the father of my children and I separated, and feeling so stressed and so upset and having so little money. And that was kind of a running joke that I would make meals that had ideally two or three items, maximum of three items. So for a lot of time, I was just really aimed to be really compassionate with myself, that I was just doing what I could do and, you know, getting through. So sometimes we're in those times and phases of our life where it's just like doing what we can do, getting through, and knowing that when we have more spaciousness again, when we're less stressed, when we have more presence and more availability, that we can move in and attend to what might not have been attended to before. So much love to you, and again, I'm so willing for you to enjoy this story from a child's perspective as much as I enjoyed writing it, and big love to you. I know you want me to eat healthy, Mum, but wow, you do go on about it sometimes. Joe gets to eat whatever he wants, and sometimes it's just not fair that he gets to have all this stuff that you won't let me have. Since I've been friends with Joe, sometimes I sneak snacks in that he's given me. I don't want to tell you about it because I know that you'll get all serious again. I just want to have a bit of fun. Oh, Mum, you're coming into my room and you have a smile on your face. What's going on here? You've got a cape on, that one that I used to have for dressing up when I was a little kid. What are you doing? Ha ha ha, you're pretending to be a superhero. What? You're taking some of those forbidden snacks out from behind your back? How did you know I've been eating those exact ones with Joe behind your back? You're being all silly pretending they're snack weapons. You give two to me and clearly want me to join in. Mum, this is crazy. I roll my eyes a bit, but inside I feel quite relieved. You clearly know that I've been eating those snacks and you're not doing that sad, serious face. So that means something. We're pretending to fight with the snacks and you keep making like you're falling over. Oh, Mum, you're pretty crazy, but I love this. I can't help it. A smile comes out from inside of me and then a chuckle. You're laughing too. Looks like you're having fun. Phew, I laugh some more and dive in to whack your snack with mine. Got it. Ha ha. We're both laughing out loud now. It's kind of hysterical. I don't know why I'm finding this so funny, but you clearly are too, because now neither of us can stop. We're laughing and fighting and the snacks are flying everywhere now. Looks like you've got more than four of them. This game seems to go on forever, and I don't know what you're doing to me, but I feel all happy now. I don't feel all angry about the snacks. We run to the sofa together and fall on it, kind of tired after all that laughing. I didn't know you knew about the snacks, Mum. I didn't until recently, sweetheart, and I realised that I was being all tense around them. I know you and Joe are having fun, and I feel sad that you didn't feel comfortable to tell me about the snacks. It's up to me to help you feel safe to share whatever's going on for you. I take responsibility for you not feeling safe to do that. It's okay, Mum, I respond, but can I have them sometimes now? Sure, lovely boy. Let's just keep talking about it, shall we? You're getting older now, and of course you want to try things that your friends are eating. We can be like scientists exploring different snacks. Thanks, Mum, I reply. Do you want to watch that movie we said we were going to watch? I'd love to, said Mum. Let's make dinner together and watch it afterwards. Cool, I reply. Who knew the evening was going to turn out like this? I'm so pumped that it did.